The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. So the readings are about fasting today, the first reading and the Gospel. And it reminds me of when I was in college. I knew this girl who's a very Catholic family, but both of her parents smoked. And by the time she was a teenager, she was smoking. And one year, she said, "I'm giving up smoking for Lent." But she became so irritable that by the second week of Lent, her parents were begging her to go back on the cigarettes, as we see in our first reading. "Yes, your fasting ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. But it is the time for fasting. The day that our bridegroom in human form has been taken away. So the days have come when we should fast without neglecting works of mercy." That's what God wants. I'm reading this, or follow this, the word among us, a missalette, and sometimes it has some interesting commentaries in today's. Also, it says, you know, what Isaiah is talking about is we have to fast from injustice. Now, let's fast from injustice, fast from gossip, which is an act of injustice because we're tainting someone's reputation. Fast from criticism, which is not constructive. You know, constructive criticism is one thing, but not a criticism that just tears people down. Fasting from complaining. We see the Hebrews in the desert complained much, and for that they were punished. Sin has consequences. Fast from grudges. Give that up. And the commentary says, and if all that seems overwhelming to give up all that stuff, look at it in another way. Think about how you can turn those fasts into feasts. Instead of gossiping, you could feast on silence and discretion. Instead of criticizing, you could feast on affirming people. Instead of complaining, you could feast on counting your blessings and sharing them. Instead of holding grudges, you can feast on forgiveness. Remember, you don't have to do any of this alone. Just as God promised to answer his people's cries for help, so he will answer you. Trust that this Lent, he will give you all the grace you need to fast and to feast. Just one other little note. I read a book called To Love Fasting, written by a Benedictine. And it's a wonderful little book. It only costs $14 on the internet. And the title comes from St. Benedict's rule. He wanted his monks to love fasting. And he explains how they do it. You know, there's all kinds of ways to fast. It's like we just heard. But the Benedictine fast was to wait till mid-afternoon or evening to eat. No breakfast, no lunch. Leave it for later. If you can't do it strictly, then you might have a little bit of lunch, a piece of fruit or something. But it's a very useful little book, To Love Fasting.